Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a report issued in October, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights states that the scope of violations and abuses perpetrated in Iraq and Syria by the militant group ISIL is staggering, and many of their acts may amount to war crimes or crimes against humanity. Some of its most vicious, inhuman acts have been directed at women and girls. Muslim, Christian, and Yazidi women and girls, some as young as 12 years old, have been abducted, tortured, raped, imprisoned in brothels, given to ISIL militants as brides, enslaved for sex, and used as an incentive to recruit young men into ISIL's ranks. ISIL boasts about its atrocities and falsely invokes faith to justify its horrors. ISIL does not represent Islam, and Islam does not condone or honor such depravity, said Secretary of State John Kerry in a written statement. In fact, these actions are a reminder that ISIL is an enemy of Islam. The international community and religious leaders of all faiths have strongly and repeatedly condemned ISIL's horrific acts. We urge them to reiterate their commitment by condemning in the strongest possible terms the commodification of women and children as spoils of war, including through their subjugation to horrific physical and sexual violence, intimidation, and deprivation of liberty. The United States, along with the rest of the international community, does not stand for such senseless and inhumane treatment. To stop ISIL's campaign of terror and horror against the Syrian and Iraqi people, we remain steadfast in our efforts to lead the international coalition to degrade and defeat ISIL, said Secretary Kerry. The United States will keep tracking ISIL's abduction, enslavement, sale, rape, forced marriage, and abuse of women and girls. We will keep working with the new government of Iraq to respond to ISIL's brutality against women and girls from all communities in Iraq, including vulnerable minority populations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.